Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another installment of the PVD Cast, the only podcast that's brought to you live and indirect from Providence, Rhode Island, via Columbus, Ohio. I am your humble host, John Orlando, and welcome to episode 119.5. That's right, it's going to be a mini episode, probably go about 15 or 20 minutes, but I haven't been out on the airwaves, and you know what? It feels good to be back here behind the microphone, at my desk, with the computer going, the levels going, and all the technical stuff that I got to do. It feels good to be back here, being creative, putting out a new episode, albeit a short one, a small one, a mini one, whatever you want to call it. You know, it was one of those type of time periods that oftentimes happen on this podcast where I'm kind of in between guests. I'm trying to schedule them and organize them, and unfortunately, I was having some problems doing that. However, I would like to say that I do have a little bit of news, that I do have one individual here that, quite frankly, has gotten back in touch with me, and I'm very excited to have this individual come on the podcast, so that's coming up soon. I know that's a little teaser, it's a little bit of a tease, you know, maybe you pay attention on social media, you'll find out when that new episode's coming out and who's involved. I don't want to say much more yet, but so I thought I'd get on here and talk about some things that have been going on with yours truly. First thing I'd like to mention is that last weekend I got the opportunity, as I think I mentioned it before on this podcast, that I would be at Mikey D's wedding. That's right, the marquee Mikey D, friend of the show. He got married to his beautiful wife Angela last Saturday, and I got an opportunity to go to the wedding. I could not stick around for the reception, but it was a beautiful service, and Mike and Angela, I wish you nothing but the best in your marriage, and no doubt you guys are going to have an awesome, awesome life together, and I couldn't be happier for the both of you. So, but you may say, well, John, why couldn't you stick around for the reception? Well, that's because I had to hit the road, because I was going to the Three Rivers Comic Con. As you may recall, and if you're a new listener, you can go back and catch this episode. It's back in the archives. But if you may recall, some folks, that last year, about this time, I had Dan from the Three Rivers Comic Con come on and talk about the inaugural event. And I went this past weekend on a Sunday up to the Three Rivers Comic Con to check it out. Now, if I may be 100% honest, and I know some people might say, wow, this is really a dick move, John. But I'm going to be honest, and I'm just going to say what I felt. I felt that this year's Three Rivers Comic Con was a little subpar. And I'll say this, you know, as a footmark, as an asterisk, I know there were several things that were going on that Sunday that may have hampered attendance. I know that anybody that goes to a comic book convention will tell you that Saturday is the day to go, not a Sunday, and I factored that in. It just seemed like some of the vendors had already left, that they only came for Saturday. The Pittsburgh Pirates were playing at 1:30 in the afternoon, and the Penguins had a big game at the arena downtown at 3 o'clock. So, and in fact, I think I heard a vendor say something like, well, once 3 o'clock rolls around, we're going to be dead. So I think maybe a couple of those factors may have, may have caused me to feel this way. May have caused the subparness, if we want to call it, for this year's con. I'll tell you the other thing too that I noticed, and again, people that go to comic cons a lot, they'll tell you that sometimes there's cycles in the merchandise. Sometimes you'll go and just 1 year to a con, it'll be all about Golden Age single issues, or it's all about trade paperbacks, or in this case, it seemed that a lot of the vendors were focusing on action figures and toys. And not that I don't have a fair share of toys and action figures here at Casa de la Orlando. I have a lot. In fact, as of like 6 or 7 years ago, I put a hiatus to buying action figures. No more action figures. I have no more room for them. So, but, you know, for me, I was going to pick up some comics and also to pick up some trade paperbacks, some soft covers, whatever you want to call them, and there wasn't a lot of those there. So I think that you take all those things, and you mix them all together, it kind of bakes a cake of subparness, as that's going to be the word for this podcast. There you go, subparness, which is not really a word. But, you know, I will say this. I'm very optimistic about next year. I'm looking forward to going again. And maybe if I go on a Saturday, then maybe that'll give me an opportunity to go, aha, it is the Saturday versus Sunday argument that I had a year ago about this particular topic. But I'm going to go to the Three Rivers Comic Con again. And I certainly will say that it's a great con. It's an independent con. It's not owned by any corporation. And you should check it out if you get the opportunity to do so. So, you know what? As another side note, though, there is a delightful little bookstore in the Century 3 Mall. Because that is where the convention was, is at the Century 3 Mall out in West Mifflin, Pennsylvania, which is kind of a little bit, I think it's south of Pittsburgh, maybe southeast of Pittsburgh. This bookstore was called Bradley's Bookstore. And it was going out of business. So I got picked up a couple books. Really cheap, a hockey book, and then another book that a friend of mine likes, the unsolved mysteries of the world, like the New Jersey Devil and Bigfoot and all that type of stuff. And so I picked up a book for him, and it was really, I feel bad that bookstore is going out of business, but they had some really cool stuff. So there you go. You know, I just mentioned it. I just mentioned Pittsburgh Penguins hockey. Let's talk about the Stanley Cup, man. Let's talk about how the playoffs are going. I gotta say this, I never, ever thought that the Nashville Predators would make it to the finals, and they are in the finals, ladies and gentlemen. I felt like they wouldn't get past Chicago, and they just destroyed them, and they have just, every step of the playoffs, I was waiting for them to lose, and they didn't. Even as of, a few days ago, like 4 or 5 days ago, Ryan Johansson, former Columbus Blue Jacket, who is their number one center, their superstar down there. He's out for the rest of the season and maybe miss a little bit of time at the beginning of the season with a leg injury that had to have surgery. And I was like, that's it. Anaheim's going to come back and win. But Nashville managed to do it. And you know what? I like Peter Laviolette. He's a former head coach of the Wheeling Nailers. He's a guy that wasn't given anything and had to work his tail off to get to where he is. And I kind of admire that and respect that. So, you know, I guess it'll be interesting to see how the Preds do when the finals begin. And now in the East, we have no idea who the Preds are going to be facing yet because I'm recording this on Wednesday night. And, of course, Thursday we have a big Game 7, Pittsburgh and Ottawa. And you know what? I'm going to be honest. Besides the game that was going on Sunday when I was at the Three Rivers Comic Con, which was Game 5, in which it was an absolute mauling by the Penguins, I got to say that most of these particular games between Ottawa and Pittsburgh have been very, very close. I think that the other night when Game 6 rolled around, I think that, quite frankly, Craig Anderson stole that game. I think the Pens certainly dominated pretty much everything. I think that, yeah, that Anderson, and maybe a bad call by one of the refs as well, led to an Ottawa victory. But we'll see here what happens. Like I said, tomorrow is Game 7. We'll see if Pittsburgh... I think they'll do it. I think we're going to look at a Predators-Penguins Stanley Cup final, which would be certainly unique. You know, I got to give credit and got to tip my hat to the fans of Nashville, though. Because they certainly are eating it up. They certainly are enjoying it. And they're certainly behind their franchise. And that's a good thing. That's a very good thing to see. All right, well, I do have something that I gotta talk to you about. In fact, you can hear the music. And for those folks that know, it's time for Orlando's Fave. That's right. It's the time of the podcast where I tell you about something I think is cool, something I think you should check out, something that I think is awesome. And to be honest with you, my fave for this episode, this mini episode, is something that I talked about on the last episode when I was a guest of the Three Geeks podcast. And no, it's not Roseanne, and no, it's not Twin Peaks, but indeed it is the movie, the blockbuster, if you want to call it that, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. Yeah, it's my fave. I really enjoyed it. I got to go see it last week. You know, Guardians of the Galaxy, the first one, what a great job that the people in charge, James Gunn and others, did at taking D-level Marvel characters and making them really, really entertaining. And I think that Volume 2 does the exact same thing. I mean, I thoroughly liked and thoroughly loved the storyline of who is Peter Quill's father. I liked it. I marvel at the fact that Dave Bautista does a great job as being Drax and being funny and whatnot. And I don't think I would ever have thought about Dave Bautista being funny. But anyways, you know, again, it's just great. I like the little nods that they gave to some of the other things in the Marvel Universe, like Howard the Duck and the Watchers. I thought that was awesome. And, you know, overall, very well done. If you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, you need to. And I don't know what you're waiting on. Hell, get out there and go see it as soon as you're done listening to this podcast. There you go. But wait. There's something else I gotta do, and that is, it's time for an installment of Orlando Faves. That's right. This is the polar opposite of Orlando's Faves. This is something that I'm gonna tell you about, something I'm gonna rant about that I think you should avoid. Something that's no darn good. And all I gotta say is this. This is what I hate for this episode of the PVD Cast. I cannot stand the fact that Pop-Tarts continues to put out these goddamn ridiculous flavors. Now, they started off with pop flavors. That's right. A&W Root Beer and Orange Crush. Awful. I tried them. Terrible. Then they went to the Dunkin' Donuts coffee flavors. I don't know. Maybe those might be good, but it's coffee in a Pop-Tart. And now, what did I see the other day at the store? They have Pop-Tarts that are inspired by the flavors of Jolly Rancher candies. Oh, for the love of God, would you stop? People of Pop-Tarts, just stop it. Just stop it. Nobody wants to eat these crazy-ass flavors. No one. Not even hyperactive five-year-olds. They don't want to eat that shit. So knock it off, man. Knock it off. No more. Stick to the tried and true, man. The cherry, the frosted brown sugar, the chocolate fudge, you know, etc., etc. Stick to the classics. Stop with all this fandangled weird stuff. Alright? Before you know it, there's going to be anchovy flavor Pop-Tarts. Oh god, that would be awful. Anyways, so there you go. There's my Orlando's fave and Orlando hates for this installment of the PVD Cast. So, let me tell you where you can get your hands on this great podcast like you don't already know. But just in case you're a little bit confused, let me just set the record straight. You can get this great podcast through various different platforms. The first, of course, being the online home of yours truly, pvdcast.com. You can get it through iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, and, of course, Google Play. But no matter how you get it, please rate, please review, please subscribe, please tell a bunch of friends about it. The numbers are superb. I want to keep them that way. If you want to get in touch with me, there's a couple different ways that you can do so. You can do so by shooting me an email, johnorlando@pvdcast.com. You can follow me on Twitter, @pvdmvp. And if you want to, you can leave me a message on Facebook, facebook.com/pvdcast. And by the way, if you're over at the Facebook page, please like it. All right, with that, we're getting up to about 15 minutes. As I said, it was going to be a short one, ladies and gentlemen. So with that, I want to thank you for listening, and I will chat at each and every one of you. Later!